We all know how overwhelming it can feel to try to decide what to eat, what's healthy, what's not. The options are endless, which is why my mom and I have been absolutely loving Factor. If you're ready to optimize your nutrition this year, Factor is perfect for you. Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, so it's perfect for any active, busy lifestyle, which is exactly why my mom and I have been loving it so much. They have 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, so it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. You can choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. And best of all, Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. I got some juices in my last delivery that I've been loving having as an in-between my delicious meals. So eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first blocks plus free shipping. That's FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Barb Knows Best, the podcast. It is, as always, me, Michelle, your co-host, and I'm sitting here, as always, with my mother, Barb, and we're so excited to be chatting with you all again this week about life's most interesting and meaningful topics. And it is the season of love, so we are so excited to chat with you all about love. And I love you, Mom. Hello.
Hi, Michelle. I love you, too. And we absolutely love our community here. So it is exciting to sit and talk about love and give some of the interesting insights that we've been talking about lately this week.
Yeah. So no surprise, we are in the season of Valentine's Day, which I think is pretty worldwide at this point. I mean, I don't know. It's a U.S. thing, a U.S. commercial holiday. But, you know, the energy and the aura of Valentine's Day really seems to permeate. You know, I've been seeing ads for all of like the restaurants with their special Valentine's Day like treats and specials and special Valentine's Day coffee and special Valentine's Day donuts and special Valentine's Day like everything. And it's fun. Like I think I'm at the age now where I can see all of that and find it cute or just, you know, happy little tiny joys that we talk about so often. But there was a huge, huge part of my life where I would allow the feelings of a holiday like Valentine's Day, if I didn't feel like I had a Valentine or have a romantic relationship or partner or date or something like that, to really, really get to me. And I think that that is something that happens for all of us. And so you and I, Mom, have been talking a ton personally about relationships. We've shared a bit, you know, since you are on the heels of your divorce a few years ago and just what it's like for you to process relationships, the pressures that you and I both feel from the external world about being in a relationship and maybe even the judgments that we feel about not being in relationships at this time. And so I think there's a lot of layers about relationships. How many times can I say relationship in a minute span? And so we wanted to chat about this, chat about our feelings, chat about our experiences, and just how we're taking on this topic for ourselves personally, how it's been working for us, and how we think it could be helpful for some of you if you're feeling any of these feelings or going through any of these things at this time.
I love this, Michelle. In the hopes, you know, our conversation today, the desire is, I had to pause for a second because I have such a deep desire, is to normalize the idea of love, but also to normalize the feelings of love.
Mm-hmm.
That if Valentine's Day is a day of love, it's not necessarily a day of, you know, romantic partnerships or marriage.
Only romantic love.
Yeah, it can be that, but I think it's more inclusive than that. And I think that's why I'm excited about this topic today. We can talk about all of the ways that we can celebrate a day of love in the best way that we possibly can, in how we're feeling and mm-hmm. what's happening in our own life, and being truly authentic. How can we actually be really authentic and enjoy the idea of spending a day? You know, I believe that love permeates from the inside out, and that, mm-hmm. you know, love is our natural state, is our true nature. And so how can we actually just kind of look at Valentine's Day as, oh, let me just experience, as you always talk, Michelle, about tiny joys, the tiny joy of love from the inside out, and not necessarily, and it doesn't have to be this way, connected to a romantic partnership. Because as you said, I am divorced. You're not in a romantic relationship at this moment. And so
that
it's...
That you know of.
Yeah, just that kidding. I know of. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Maybe this will be the news that she's going to break to all of you. Yeah, so it's, you know, and you're right. If it's only focused on that, people that aren't in a romantic relationship right now or not having a partner are going to feel like they're missing out, are going to feel left out, are going to feel depressed mm-hmm. or feel like there's something wrong with you because you're not. And yeah. I love today that we're going to reframe that, because I don't think that that's true. Society and all of the culture around us and all of that surrounding this day tries to tell us that that is the truth of it. Mm-hmm. You need to be given a bouquet of flowers and a card and taken out to dinner, maybe with candlelight and all of those kind of things. But it can be so much more and so much more authentic mm-hmm. if that's what's happening in your life. And certainly you and I have talked about this, as you said, quite a bit. And I really love this quote from Carl Jung. We were talking about this as well. Because he says the privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. And so for me, how that relates to Valentine's Day is that how can I actually be in that moment of the day of love? Because I believe, as I said, that we are truly love. So how can I actually be in that moment? How can I feel the love of nature? How can I feel the love or the joy of watching a grandfather walk his little grandson on the beach, or any of those things, just feeling and celebrating love
mm-hmm.
in no specific form. And I know that for me, the idea of taking form out of things sometimes makes me feel spacious, makes me feel more inclusive, makes me feel more included in life and in nature. And it also makes me feel more authentic.
That's really interesting. I like how you said that taking the form away from it creates space and probably lets you feel free, which is what you're all about these days.
I am all about freedom from the inside out. It doesn't necessarily mean we live in the United States, and many of you listening live in countries that are free, some not, but many are. And you're right, the true freedom of life is from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for acknowledging that. That's how I feel.
And I like to, before we hit record just now in our conversation, the two of us, even just the simple conversation of talking about love and like, what is love? I feel like I just sounded like a parody of myself. Like, what is, I don't know. I had a joke in my own brain, but we talk about love. You know, we say love, I love you, you love me. We have grand ideas or desires for love, for partnership, for feeling seen. But I think you're really onto something, Mom, with this concept of like the love that you can emanate for yourself and within yourself to the world around you, having no form, having no labels, and just the feeling of it, the emotion of it. And like, you know, as John Mayer said, like, love is a verb. I love that song.
I do too. I love it too. I mean, think about that. Love is a verb. It's an action and a feeling.
Yeah, it's like
it's a moving.
It feels
thing.
Very meta. Like it's love mm-hmm. is the actions that you do, but the actions that you do infused with love, and you're being infused with love, but love being infused in everything that you do. Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyways, so I'm interested in this diving into this aspect of love, because so often, so many of us, myself included, can feel excluded from love if you're not ticking the boxes of what other people are having or what you think you should have, especially when holidays like Valentine's Day or even Christmas, New Year's, any, you know, commercialized holiday, if you feel like your life doesn't match up to what you see on screens or other people in your life have, or just what society has made us think is what's quote unquote normal, feelings arise, uncomfortable feelings arise, less than, lack, self-doubt, chipping away at our own self-worth. And it's just not necessary, because in this instance, there is so much love that still exists outside of that one pocket of romantic love and, you know, in the spirit of Valentine's Day. And so I would love for you, Mom, to share more about your thoughts about just love in general, living with love, that quote that you said from Carl Jung, the privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are, which to me, I take that as like the epitome of self-love and self-care and awareness of yourself to become who you truly are. And so can you talk a little bit about that? And even as like that beginning of the pathway to, which we're going to dive into in this conversation, attracting relationships, bringing in other people into your life that can build upon that rather than be the foundation for it.
I would love to.
Great.
Thank you for the invitation.
I hope you would say that.
Well, as I look back, you hit on so much of it being societal. So many rules, so many regulations, so many ideas about what love is or what relationships are or what everything is supposed to look like. You know, we are constantly bombarded with that. And I think for me, what happened as a little girl, for sure, you know, seeing, you know, all the princess movies and all the, right, you know, happily ever afters and all of that. But even fast forwarding way into my, you know, probably mid to late 20s, watching, maybe even a little later, I can't remember what year it was, but watching the Jerry Maguire movie.
When I don't even remember. Alive for that. So
yeah, so had to, oh, later. You're right. So I had to be maybe in my 40s. Anyway, when she says
fun fact, I do remember we were on a vacation, I think, when that movie came out, and it was so popular.
Oh, yeah.
But I was still young, and I think you guys wanted to watch it, but you had reservations because I think it was rated R, and there might have been some scenes that were, you know, inappropriate for me at that age.
And language, probably.
Yeah, yeah. And so I feel like you let me come watch parts of it or something. Like, I was very in and out of watching it with you guys. And I have that vivid memory of being on this trip and watching it.
Movie.
But then, of course, continue.
Well, I think that line in the elevator, I think it was, where he says, "You complete me."
Which
is the famous line.
Everyone talks about it and finds that to be so romantic.
Yes. It was the line. And it was the thing that you aspired to.
Like you wanted your person to say that to you.
Well, and you wanted to find that person that completes you. That's where I think I heard it more. Yes, you want the person to say that to you. But
well, this is interesting. Go ahead.
But I also heard it as, I want to find, that's, there's something wrong with me. I need to be, let me, I know you.
No.
Like, I need to find that person that completes me. Because let's face it, sometimes we're in marriages or sometimes we're in relationships where we don't feel that way. We don't feel complete, or we don't have the other person saying to us, nor do we feel that way. So it wasn't so much as wanting someone to say that to me. It was, I wanted to feel that way.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I thought, oh my gosh, that's what's wrong.
Can I just say something really quickly? Sorry. Yes.
No, go ahead.
No, I didn't want to interrupt your...
No, I'm just saying that... And I don't know how all of you listening are feeling about that line, "You complete me," but that sent me on a journey of, because remember, I went into treatment for bulimia, and I've been meditating and mindfulness and all the things since 1984. So for over 40 years. So I would say I was probably, you know, into year 15 or something like that, whatever it was, 20. And so I was already thinking about this idea of feelings of love from within and cultivating a relationship with myself and all that. But I still, when I heard that, I thought, oh, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
And so I think that that's was my journey for dismantling that, because that is not correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really the flame or the fire that was lit inside of me of, wait a minute, if I'm going to spend my life trying to find someone to complete me, I am never going to be successful in that journey. I have to already know that I am complete.
Yeah.
And so that is the lifelong journey, is really understanding that you already are complete. You already are everything that you need from the inside out. Loving yourself completely, trusting yourself completely, having respect for yourself completely, and stop looking for other people to bring to the table what you need, and accepting all parts of you.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, really focusing on the fact that you already are complete. And then the love from the inside can start to emanate toward so many more things than just a romantic relationship.
Yeah, I love
having that romance for yourself.
I love that. Lots of things to say.
I know. What were you going to say?
No. I just was going to say, as you were talking about that, I think it's so interesting. And this could be a whole episode, and maybe we'll put together some thoughts about it. But just perspective and how we take in things as humans. We could be standing in the same room watching something unfold in the same circumstances and have different takes on the reality of it or the truth of it or how we take it in. And I've been thinking about that a lot for myself, you know, in the world that we live in lately. Just sometimes we get so confused how someone could disagree or not see things like you see them. And it's just, even in something as basic or simple as a scene in the movie and that sentence, "you complete me," you and I kind of have different interpretations or how it makes us feel. And I was fascinated to hear you say that that line, seeing that scene in that movie, made you feel like you were lacking because you needed someone to complete you. Whereas my take on it or how it impacted me is, I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I find someone that's going to say something like that to me and to feel that so enamored with me and to go to any level or to be so impassioned to say those kinds of things to me. It was less for me about myself. It was more about someone else. So I just think it's an interesting data point of just, I guess, wherever we were in that moment in time watching that. But we all can have such unique takes on situations. And so that's what that was for me. It was like very little to do with me, actually. I just was like, how can I find someone who will also say something like that to me?
Isn't that amazing, Michelle, what this whole episode is about? The idea of being authentic and how unique every single one of us are.
Mm-hmm.
We all have different perspectives. So why is it that we keep believing everything that the media and society and other people are telling us that's right for us?
Mm-hmm.
So I love what you just shared, your perspective, because we had not talked about this particular part of it.
I always assumed you and I had the same perspective.
It's interesting. Because
you would say, I hate that line in the movie. It's so toxic. It's so wrong. It's so like setting us up, you know, for
failure
and heartache and not what real love should be. Like, because the movie's been out for a long time and this has been a thing for us for a long time. And yeah, we never really chatted about what it actually meant for us. So I always just assumed that like we had the same takeaways from it.
Well, I think being a woman who, I've told my story so many times on this show, being a woman who has had serious trauma as a child, alcoholic parents, bulimia, sexual abuse, all of the things. So I never felt complete. I always felt like something was wrong with me. And so to hear that line and be so, I don't want to say traumatized by it, but just in shock by it, I'm like, that can't be true. Because I can't spend my whole life looking for myself to be complete before I actually start living my whole life. And I think what I want to say in response to all of this is stop looking for a soulmate. This is where I have come. Mm. So here I am, divorced after 33 years of marriage, second divorce, all of the things that you've heard on the show. I've stopped looking for my soulmate because I am my soulmate. Like, I am the person that I've been waiting for. And that is not in an arrogant, egotistical way. That is in a deep, loving way. And so that is how, I have goosebumps saying this because it is so true. Mm-hmm. This is how I have so much love. I have so much love for nature, for people, for things. I just have so much love. And on a day like Valentine's Day, I celebrate love, and not in a particular form, but just the feeling and the emotion of love and how grateful I am that I actually can feel love from the inside out, because I never felt that before. I thought it always had to come from the external world. So stop looking for a soulmate, mm-hmm. and stop looking for missing parts of you. Realize you have all your parts. You have everything that you need. It really is just for you to start embracing them. There's no need to keep going on the outside world to find things. Once you have and accept all parts of you, once you love yourself completely, your whole life will change. My whole life has changed. Mm-hmm. I can be divorced at 68 years old and feel fine and feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not missing out on anything. I don't need to look for anything. I have so many people I haven't seen for a long time. Are you dating yet?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing now? Oh my gosh, anyone special in your life?
That is the number one question you get as a single woman, 30 and up.
And someone asked me that recently, anyone special in your life? And I said, yeah, me.
Ooh,
not in an arrogant way. Remember, it was like, yeah, me. I am really working on the work. I'm really doing the work that I love so much mm-hmm. in the world that you and I do here together. Just really embracing the fullness of who I am and the fullness of my life. And it doesn't mean that I've closed the door on anything in the external world. I think that's the thing people, I think, have trouble understanding. Mm-hmm. Because one person in particular said, oh, you mean you're not ever going to get in a relationship again? I said, I didn't say that.
Life is in the gray.
No, I didn't say that. I said, right now in this moment, I am loving me and my life right now, and I'm loving who I am, which for me means I already am complete. So I feel like if you're ready to celebrate a day of love and you don't necessarily have family, which I don't, you mm-hmm. don't have, and you don't necessarily have a partner and you don't have whatever it is that society is saying you need to have, start to little by little. It doesn't happen overnight. As I said 20 years ago when I heard that line, it lit a fire inside of me that I can't spend my whole life looking for someone to complete me. I am already complete. So I think that awareness that we talk about every single episode, I think, that the foundation of your life is you. Like the relationship that you have with yourself is the foundation for every single thing you do in life. So if you want fulfillment, if you want to feel that deep sense of love, you choose yourself first, and then everything else will follow. And so self-love, self-awareness, all of the things that are already within you is your self-worth, is your validation, is who you are, is what Carl Jung said. That is becoming who you truly are.
Yeah, that reminds me of the Lucille Ball quote that I really, really love, where she says, love yourself first and everything else falls in line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. Mm. And I remember I heard that quote for the first time, I think when I was living in New York, when I was going through a challenging self-love journey. I had a lot of self-criticism and self-doubts and just, you know, insecurities. And I read that line, or I heard that quote, and it really kind of sums it all up. You have to have those feelings for yourself and the worthiness for yourself to where then everything else does fall into place to a certain extent, because you're setting yourself up in a very strong, stable way.
Like
a solid, you know, that's when we talk about building a solid foundation from within. That's like the cornerstone of it is believing and feeling that self-love and worthiness and confidence and assuredness of your place in the world. And I also love, too, what you were saying, Mom, a little bit ago about the not needing to be complete by someone else and looking for someone else to come and complete your life. And I think that's an interesting dynamic that a lot of us are facing. I would go so far to say a lot of women my age, your age, are facing, ages in between, where you know, there is this dynamic of personal development, self-love, self-care, you know, not settling. And I think a lot of us, that's led to a lot of us maybe being single for maybe longer than we would have expected, or not ticking some of those societal boxes on the timeline that we would have expected. And that can bring up a lot of feelings for people of like, okay, I'm doing all of these things. I'm loving myself. I'm working on myself. I'm really confident. I'm doing a great job in my career. I have great friends. I have a great group around me. And yet still this piece isn't in the equation yet. What must be wrong with me? And so I'm wondering your take, because this is something that's happening a lot for dating in general for people, where I do believe all of that to be true. Believing in your own completeness first, and then having the people, romantic or not, just add to your plate, not make up the plate. So how do you reconcile the dynamic that a lot of us are facing right now, where you can be doing all of the things and yet that piece is still a little tricky?
You know, I think, Michelle, there is always going to be the external world that seeps into our brain telling us, oh my gosh, I don't have this. Oh my gosh, I'm lacking in that. I can't celebrate Valentine's Day. You know, the mind is going to send us those thoughts. And I think it's really one step at a time, one moment at a time, one day at a time. You know, that ideology of really taking it a step at a time or at a moment of time is so crucial. Like really understanding that this is not going to change overnight, that one, we're just going to automatically not believe what society has said or not believe those feelings that we have based on everything that is coming at us in the external world. And that's why I said that moment I heard that you complete me lit a fire inside of me. So it's been a journey. So I think we have to set the intention. And for me, it was setting the intention to expand my idea of love beyond romance, beyond that it has to include another person. And looking at what does it mean for me to feel love? What does it mean that just because I don't have a romantic partner, I can still feel love? And I'm not talking about feeling love for you as my child, or feeling love for my dog, or feeling love for nature. I'm just saying just the idea of feeling love. So expanding that, the importance of understanding that love is love. In my mind, I started saying that years ago, mm-hmm. before it became a real beautiful saying here in our world today. Like, how can I start to actually feel love? And what I'll tell you, the moment that I really felt it strongly, I was watching a sunset in Key West. If you've ever been to Key West, the sunsets are extraordinary. I've never seen it, but that if you can really see a sunset in Key West, you can see the moment where the sun hits the horizon and you see the green flash. So I was watching a sunset in Key West, and literally, and I'm kind of feeling it right now, like the emotion of just love and beauty came over me, mm-hmm. in that moment. And then, of course, after the moment passed, it was in my head, oh my gosh, look how beautiful the sky looks. Look how amazing the yellow colors are. Oh my gosh, look at all the things that are happening in the water with the ripples in the sea. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, I thought, I had it taken in my body and in my whole being. I could feel the love of the sunset and its beauty. To me, beauty and love can go synonymous together. And then I checked it into my head. So for me, what I try to do is feel the love without checking it into my head. I don't need to tell a story about what the sunset looked like after I felt it. Couldn't I just stay in the feeling of it? So little by little, when we see, of course, we can't do that all the time. And I don't do that all the time. None of us can do that all the time. But the more we can start to be aware of it, the more we can actually start to feel the love, the more we start to recognize that that love is already inside of me. That love that I felt for seeing that Key West sunset is the same love that I feel for myself. Like, I couldn't feel that love for the Key West sunset if I didn't already feel it for myself. You're asking me, how do I get to this place? This is how I get to the place of understanding that the deeper I can get connected to myself and the love that I felt and the beauty for that sunset or the love that I feel for my dog, and not just because it's my dog or because I love my dog, but actually just feeling the love without putting it into my brain of how cute she is and how sweet she is and how much she loves me back. Like, the more I can stop the mind from writing a story about the love I might feel or the feelings that I feel and actually staying in the feeling, it makes all the difference in the world. So what I'm saying is, don't chase the love.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it come naturally and do what you can for that moment to just feel it without having the thoughts in the mind telling you things about it. That's, for me, what it means to feel the love. So if we're going to celebrate Valentine's Day, or if we're actually, you know, we want to celebrate love every day of the year.
Right.
We want to feel the love. But if we're actually going to shine the light on Valentine's Day this year, maybe look at, how can I just feel it for that split second or that moment? Sometimes we feel like that split second doesn't matter, but it matters greatly. It literally has, it has the ability to change you in the most profound way from the inside out that you never knew imaginable. I would never guess that You Complete Me would have changed me the way I am today. Mm-hmm. I also would have never guessed watching that sunset in Key West would have changed me so profoundly. I don't talk about what it looked like to people like I am today. I talk about what it felt like. The beauty was overwhelming to me. So it's that little idea of expanding what it means to feel love. Or maybe not necessarily be in love, to feel love beyond romance, beyond anything else that we think of, and forming that deeper connection within you to love itself. Instead of romance, or instead of beauty, I don't want to say instead of beauty, because to me they kind of go hand in hand, as I said, but just instead of words, and recognizing the power of it. I think recognizing the real power of it and trusting.
Hey friends, health, wellness, and aging are all things that we think about all the time. But did you know that your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right, it's not just about your birth date. Your body could be older or younger than you think. And that's where True Diagnostic comes in. With their True test, you can discover your biological age, plus get insights into the things like your risk for heart disease, Alzheimer's, and even early mortality. And the best part? It's all done from the comfort of your own home. No prescriptions, no lab visits, just a simple test sent right to your door. I just ordered my True Age test, my mom did too, and we're super excited to see what it reveals about our health, our wellness, if we really are as young as we think we are or as healthy as we think we are. We're so excited for those results. By tracking your biological age, you can actually see how the changes you make, whether that's exercise, diet, or sleep, affect your health over time. It's all about taking those actionable steps to improve your well-being, which, as you know, are so important to the both of us. True Age Test is the same technology that's used and trusted by leading doctors, researchers, and health experts around the world. So think about it. What would it be like to know exactly how your lifestyle is impacting your body? True Diagnostic makes it easy to get started, offering simple, actionable insights that you can use right away. So, ready to find out your biological age? Right now, our listeners can get 20% off their entire order at truediagnostic.com by using the code BARBKNOWSBEST at checkout. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDIAGNOSTIC.com. Just use the code BARBKNOWSBEST to save 20%. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll get an additional 20% off the 50% discount. Discover your true age today.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I really love that, and I don't know if we've talked about this in this way at this point, especially about love in general, but I know we've talked about feelings and emotions and feeling them, but I think that's such a powerful story that you told about the sunset, and it's just so easy for all of us to understand what you're saying, because some, you know, we all, many of us like to watch the sunset. We see it and then we contextualize it, or we get into our heads about it. Oh, I got to take a picture. Oh, I got to send that. Oh, I got to go do this. Have I ever seen such a beautiful sunset? Will I ever see such a beautiful, like, blah, 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 blah. All the thoughts in the head about the sunset, whereas the feelings that it evokes and living in the feeling rather than the thoughts of it and living in the head is really interesting to me. And I think that's a great practice or something to just consider when thinking about how we live our lives in some of these moments, moment to moment, letting the feeling permeate or tapping into the feeling and not contextualizing it with thoughts or so quickly taking it up into the mind to have judgments or stories or whatever about it. Not easy, obviously not going to be happening every single second of the day, but I find that really powerful and really interesting, especially when you're talking about love, because there are so many aspects and opportunities for us to feel love every single day, day to day, even taking out, you know, the overarching theme and feeling of self-love, like starting with the basis of loving yourself and living from that space. You know, in this instance, that's a given. But just thinking about the opportunities throughout your day where there is possibility to feel love, it's endless almost. And I love that we can look for these opportunities and just let them provide the feelings rather than seeking out something specific that our brain is telling us to find to give us those feelings, if that makes sense.
Oh, it's beautiful, Michelle. And I think you said it beautifully that when we feel the love from the inside out, we can let it flow naturally so we can be to that we can be feeling in that place that you just talked about. But if we're not feeling it from the inside, we're looking for ways to bring it to us.
And that is the you complete me mentality.
Yeah. And so how can we do the opposite? How can we actually start to feel the love for ourselves first, which is just the most important thing that we can possibly have, and understanding that the more that we can feel the love, the more that we can give it, the more that we feel already complete, and we don't need to have a partner in the moment to celebrate Valentine's Day. And I feel so strongly about that. And another example this year for me, this week, I've been traveling a lot, and I was in a store, and so I just had a feeling I want to buy a couple of Valentine's Day cards. I want to buy a couple of cards for a few people. And I just,
you are the card queen, by the way. I just want to interject, and I'm again sorry to interrupt.
That's
you.
Okay.
But I love that about you, because in a very high-tech world and kind of where maybe the art of sending a card or a note is a little bit lost, snail mail, you hold a torch for it, and I do love that about you.
I just was in a store, and it was a grocery store. It wasn't a card store. It wasn't, I didn't have the intention to go out to buy cards. I wasn't thinking, oh my gosh, it's Valentine's Day, I need to go pick some. It just, I was overwhelmed with this feeling in the grocery store. I just had this intuitive hit. I want to buy a couple of cards for a couple of people because I was feeling love for them inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling love for them. And I bought a couple of cards. I wrote in them, and I sent them. And I think that that's the whole thing that we need to really, really, really understand in life, that if we can actually live it from the inside out like that, mm-hmm. if we can actually really feel that when we get that hit, because that's love. Mm-hmm. That's love. It's not the, oh my gosh, I got to go do this and I got to do this and I got to do this to celebrate or whatever it is. We actually can feel it in that moment, do whatever it is that we need to do in that moment, and then move on. It's kind of like that idea of letting it flow. I'm in this mode of...
Like not, the tube from last episode, I think?
No, it's kind of like don't chase things, let them just be. Oh. Like letting life take its course and just be. I think that's the real beauty of what we're talking about here.
Yep.
It's so important that we do that and understand that it starts from the inside out.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the...
Yep.
The message, really.
Yeah, I really like that idea of letting it flow and not seeking to chase. You know, there's that mindset of just allowing. And how can we do that? And what does that look like in a daily practice? So what is that trust or allowance for that for you on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I think it starts with the feelings that I'm talking about. I think instead of it being something that I'm thinking about doing or something that society has says that we need to do, or it doesn't start in the head, it comes from the heart. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's that idea, how can I just lead with my heart a little bit more? Mm-hmm. If I'm feeling something in that moment, like I'm in a grocery store buying potatoes, but I get overwhelmed with the idea, oh, I was thinking of a couple of people that I love so dearly. Let me go grab a card for them and send it to them today.
So, like, you're not seeking, being in the flow of allowing means not always going out into the external world to seek something that you feel like you don't already have within yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
And I also think, and you know, sometimes, of course we do that. Of course, right. Sometimes we make plans and we go out and we get the things on our list that we need to get, or we have plans. I'm not saying abandon all plans and just go. I'm saying to actually be in touch with your feelings, being in touch with your sensations in your body, and just being in touch from the inside out. I mean, I've probably said inside out how many times today on this podcast episode, because I think it's so important that we truly start to be engaged in the feelings and the sensations that we have in the body. And so when we start to listen to the intuition that we have, or we start to listen to the feelings and feel the feelings that we have, or we start to hear that little voice that says, oh my gosh, I really love nature. I actually want to go out for a walk right now and be with a tree or whatever it is.
Can I say something really quickly?
Yes, I know what you're going to say because you know how much I love nature.
She does love nature, and you have been in a big nature kick. You've been traveling and you've been in some of your favorite natural places. So I think it's up for you right now. But before we started recording, again, when we were talking, and you were talking about, you know, love and love in different forms and feeling love in different forms, you were like, I have a romantic love for nature. I feel romance about nature. And I was like, that would be quite a soundbite for people. I understand what you're saying, obviously, but your zest and excitement for nature was really funny for me. And it's true. You do love nature. You are a nature gal.
I think in a former
romantic,
life.
You can romanticize nature, but it just the way you said it, I'm like,
because I'm trying.
That could go a few different ways.
I'm trying to redefine that word romance.
I get it. It just was funny.
I know you are, and I'm glad you brought it up because I truly am. For me, romance. I just got back from a trip to Colorado in the mountains, in the snow.
Yeah, you love it there.
And I didn't care how cold it was. I just wanted to be in it. Mm-hmm. And I went snowshoeing and I was huffing and puffing up the mountain and it was so hard. But I thought, oh my gosh, I'm loving every minute of this, even though it was hard. And not to say that we can't accept that things are hard, but I'm saying when we actually are feeling the love, I'm going to say it one more time, when we're feeling the love and just mm-hmm. the love of the beauty, I think I'm just really discovering this more and more, the connection. I've said this often to myself, that beauty and love go hand in hand.
You've said that a few times today.
Well, the beauty of the nature, the beauty of being in the snow in the mountains, or the beauty of being in the redwoods. I was in California
as
well.
That's one of your favorites, too.
My favorite. So I would just like to offer for this episode, since we're coming up on a holiday,
Well, the holiday is
It's already passed, but I mean, it's the February is the month of love, right? We're you're starting for Valentine's Day in the beginning of the month, and we end the month with Valentine's Day. It just feels like it's the whole month is. It just feels like if you look at
the, it's true. If you look at the calendar, it's pink.
Yeah, and if you look at if you look at the business of February, it's the love
month. Also, Black History Month. So.
And Black History Month, absolutely. That's why there's so much love.
Yes, Happy Black History Month.
Yes. So I think if you. I'm not sure where I was going with that, but I think I can have a romantic relationship with nature. I can have a romantic relationship with love.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be a partner or a husband or a wife or even a friendship. It can be that love that I have for myself is emanating love from within, and it extends outward to anything that I'm engaged in if I allow it to be.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where we've seen some of that trend of like romanticize your life. And it, you know, it's become an internet trend, but.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of TikToks and reels about, you know, encouraging people to romanticize your daily life. Like, you know, if you're having your morning cup of coffee, making it nice, making it ritualistic, you know, really taking in the moment of what that coffee means to you, or going for a walk with your dog. You know, being present to it and just all of those things. And I think that that is kind of at the essence of what you're saying. You mm-hmm. can romanticize your life, the everyday moments of life, your life, like you always say, making your ordinary moments extraordinary, where it all feels loving and like love and exciting and with possibility. And that's the fuel, I think, that propels a lot of us to continue to live life and have the optimism of cultivating or curating or attracting more people, different people, new opportunities, different experiences, different relationships, as we continue to already feel that love and excitement in the present moment.
And even if you're not feeling that, the thing that I say most often is the ordinary moments of your life
most
are extraordinary.
Often. On the list of all of the things that you say most often?
I say a lot. Are extraordinary. Even if you're not feeling it, I believe so strongly in that concept of believe it and you're going to see it, setting the intention of it,
mm-hmm.
that if you truly believe it and you truly set that intention, you will see it. I feel like I can be an experience and a witness of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't believe it before. I didn't understand it before. And I thought I needed external things to complete me, external people. External environment, external things. And I feel I'm living proof that if you actually set the intention that you will feel, not all the time, not every single day, not every single moment, but you will have those flashes of light that the ordinary moment is extraordinary.
The green flash of light.
Yeah, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I got it. It is fleeting. You remember, nothing lasts forever. Everything passes. Everything changes. But you got it for that moment. And once you get it for that moment, you never forget it. You're like, wow, this is possible. And then don't go chase it. Just keep believing deeper in it. Because the more you chase it, the more elusive I believe it will be.
That's
you know
true
how
too.
That is when we go, yeah, I got to have this. I got to have this. I got to have this. But just actually be it. Be in that love for that moment. And just allow it to unfold in its own natural way and let it take its own course. And just keep saying to yourself, I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe in this kind of love.
That is a good point, though, too, about not chasing or, you know, getting the hit of love, having an interaction with someone that's loving or having a romantic relationship that feels loving and then feeling like you need to find or chase out or seek out that next hit. I think the energy of that is exactly what you're talking about, rather than feeling like you need it, living with it, and seeking it out within the life that you already, that already is with you. And again, I know that kind of sounds a little woo or weird, but like, I do think there is a lot to that, where if you're so laser focused on only seeking out the one thing that you think that you're missing, or the specific emotion or anything about it, you're missing out on so many other opportunities and possibilities of love and excitement and beauty, to use your words, that you already have around you.
You know what, Michelle, if all of you listening take nothing but this from this episode, that accept all of the parts of you and there is nothing missing anywhere. Even if you don't believe it, believe it. Set that intention that I will believe that there is nothing missing anywhere and I accept all the parts of me. And I don't need anything in the external world to complete me because I already am love itself from the inside. It will change your life. Because how often, I don't know if any of you can relate to this, but I can't tell you how often in my marriages or in any of my other relationships, it doesn't even have to be a romantic relationship, mm-hmm. how often I would say to myself, they don't really love me. They don't really love me. You don't really love me. I had serious abandonment issues as well as a child and as a young adult for sure. And probably some lingering ones
now.
Say,
what about now?
Probably some lingering ones now. Yeah, they don't really love me. And as I kept, you know, moving on my journey and moving on my path of healing and meditation and mindfulness and all of the things, the deeper I got with this idea that I already am complete and accepting all the pieces of me, the deeper I understood that, of course, I didn't think that they really love me because I didn't think that I had,
because you didn't really love you.
And I didn't really love me. And I didn't think I was complete. So how, you know, I always thought something was wrong with me or that I needed something else. How could they possibly love me? Because I need something else.
Yeah.
It's very interesting when you think about it that way, that I needed them to, you know, it's not like you were saying how you wanted someone to say that to you. You complete me. You wanted them to really love you. I didn't think that they loved me. And I never thought that I want them to love me. It was kind of a weird thing. It's almost like I'm not okay, so I need them. But then if they really did love me, which I don't even know, because at the time I didn't even know if I love myself. If you don't love yourself, how do you ever know if someone really loves you? You're always going to be in that,
yeah, you know,
that
quandary. What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah. And I think what comes first is you have to take care of yourself first. You have to love yourself first. Accept all of the parts of you. There is nothing missing anywhere. Write that on your mirror in your bathroom with a dry erase marker. Mm-hmm. I almost had a hard time saying that word, marker. There is nothing missing anywhere in me. Mm-hmm. I accept all of the parts of me.
Yeah.
And starting your day like that every day, you start to believe it little by little by little. Yeah, and then you'll start to see it. You'll start to feel it. And then you can stand complete in your wholeness. You can feel the love that's complete from the inside out. And you don't feel like you're missing out. I'm not saying that I don't feel like I miss out on certain things in life at all.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just saying that I don't, in general, feel like I'm missing out on anything in my life. I feel complete. Would I like to have certain things maybe added? Sure. But it's not a necessity. Mm-hmm. It might be a desire or it might be a wish. But it's not a necessity for how I'm going to live my life and how I feel about myself.
I love that.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Even though it's past Valentine. Happy February.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. Happy everything here in February.
I really like that.
And I think we need more love right now, honestly.
We do need more love for sure.
I'm glad, even though it's you're listening to this episode past Valentine's Day, I'm glad that we're having this conversation because it feels... I know you did a post in your story on January 1st, 2024.
It's a little creepy that you can Rain Man this of my posts
that said,
on Instagram.
Well, it was so cute. I loved it.
I'm joking. It's cute.
I loved it. It was a sunset, I think. And it said, by 2024, ... be kind, be kinder 2025 or be kind to us 2025. And I remember seeing that and it just melted my heart. I thought, this is so beautiful. What a beautiful way to welcome the new year. And so it's been a rocky new year, right? For all
from
of us.
From the Palisades.
Well,
I took that picture in Pacific Palisades.
You did. You took that picture in Pacific Palisades.
Which is not lost on me.
That's true.
What happened just a few days later.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. So there's a lot of tragedy. There's a lot of sadness around the world today. So I think it's even... I don't want to say it's more important because it's always important, but I think it's more incumbent of us to actually feel that deep love from within and emanate all the love that we possibly can from the inside out into the world. Mm-hmm. And I think that I believe this so strongly and I feel this so strongly that the more that I can feel the love that's inside of me, the more faithful and hopeful and happy I am in life, but also I can see the beauty and I can see that whole truth that there is pain and suffering, but there is also joy and beauty. Mm-hmm. That there are two sides of the coin and nothing lasts forever.
I love that. I think that's a really great sentiment to send out for this episode, to emanate in the times that we're living in. I agree with you completely that I think this conversation about love is definitely needed right now, if nothing else, to kind of lift our spirits and to remind us that we can feel these feelings right now despite whatever might be happening in the external world or whatever is happening on any scale. It's nice to know that we have access to these feelings regardless. And that's hopeful for me, or I take hope from that. So I really love that. And I think having this conversation with you today, Mom, has been helpful for me too. So thank you for sharing some of those stories. I know I've heard, obviously we've talked about Jerry Maguire, we've talked about the sunsets, blah, blah, blah. But like in this narrative, it's been really cool to listen to the through line of it all. And so I thank you for that, Mom.
You're welcome. And I think I feel so strongly that the love that we have for each other, mm-hmm. the love that I have for you, and the love that I have for the work that we do here on these episodes every single week, just sitting down and showing up and having this conversation, it's almost going to make me cry. And the love that I have for this community of beautiful people listening to our words and being here, and just that's what love is. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have to be in the same room. We don't have to be in the same state. We don't have to be in the same country. Just the energy that I feel when we sit down every single week to record our experiences, to record our thoughts, to record our beliefs and our values and our energies and our love is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And I think just to remember that your love is so powerful, and it really starts with you.
Yeah.
Really loving yourself completely is the most important thing that you can do in your life.
And amen, Mom. I love you. And we love you all. I hope this conversation was helpful for you all in navigating some of these feelings and just remembering that you are already complete and you are already whole exactly as you are. And filling your cup with self-love and self-worth and self-confidence is truly a great way to start to build a foundation, that strong foundation from within. So I think that's a great place for all of us to start. So thanks again, Mom, for sharing all of that. And as always, thank you so much to our listeners for joining us every single week and listening to these conversations and being such a beautiful part of this community. As always, we are so grateful. If you haven't yet, make sure you liked and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so that you're always up to date with each new episode as it launches. If you're loving the show, which of course we hope that you are, make sure you give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and Spotify and leave us a review. It's super, super helpful for us in the show, and we're so grateful when you share your words with us. If you have questions, comments, concerns, podcast topic requests, follow us on social media at Peaceful Barb, at Michelle Maros, at Barb Knows Best Pod. That's the best way to stay in touch. There are a couple links in the show notes leading to our Substack, another fun way to stay in touch. And lots more to come. We have some exciting things on the horizon for the show, which we think we're going to love, but we think you're going to love as well. So stay tuned for that. And we'll chat with you next week because, as we know, Barb knows best. Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.